State wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minneota Building Center. Other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Black Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Minneota. Also brought to you by Appleton Area Health. Let's get back to the XL Energy Center with Dick Newman and Danny Lee. So take it away there, guys. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. Dick Newman along with Danny Lee. And this session starts at 5 o'clock, but they would introduce all the teams to come out to their respective mats. And it's third place and consolation fifth place matches for all three classes, and we don't want to miss the national anthem. They've practiced already, and people have fought already, and then the choir director is trying to tell the public address announcer how to say their names. He may whisper in his ear. He was writing down phonetically to try to tell him, but it's going to be a great thing. We don't want to miss that. But while we're still waiting, we could go through how the teams did today. In Class AA, which we are a member of, we lost our first match to Cass and Manorville by the score of 35-24. And Cass and Manorville won the next round over Totino Grace, 38-24. So they're in the finals. I mentioned Totino Grace. They won their first match, 43-21, over Dilworth,
Landon Felton,
and they will be wrestling and then they lost to Cass and Manorville, 38-14. They'll be wrestling for third place against Becker. On the bottom bracket, Simley defeated Little Falls. I didn't get that score. Write it down. And they also won the next round over Becker. Becker beat Watertown Mayor. I didn't get that score. But Simley will be wrestling Cass and Manorville after this round for the championship. And Becker will be wrestling Totino Grace. For consolation, Team United will be wrestling, Watertown Mayor. They defeated Dilworth Glenn, in the wrestleback round 46-20-12, and they'll be wrestling Watertown Mayor, who defeated Little Falls 34-24. So we will be wrestling, or Team United will be wrestling Watertown Mayor, and the matchup looks really good.
Yeah, we've been sitting here in the break looking at both teams and matching wrestlers up. This is going to be a good one. I mean, they've got some weak spots where we can hopefully take advantage of that. They have a lot of really good wrestlers with some nice records. So, yeah, there's going to be some excellent matchups, and we'll see what happens at the end, I guess.
Just kind of a local trivia deal. Their head coach, Billy McDonald, is the one that beat Calvin Weber when he was a junior, and people still talk about that match. It was a wild match. I think it was like 16-12 or something like that. People... when I see them, a lot of people in press row or radio announcers or newspaper people, and they recognize me, and they say, weren't you Calvin Weber's one of his coaches? And I say, yeah, I was the assistant coach on that Madison team. And that Weber-McDonald match still is the best one that I've ever seen. So that's a compliment to both of them and the memories of us older people, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Be part of that. Pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, we still have a few minutes before everything's going to happen, so let's go to Class A. Vassour Henderson wrestled Staples in the first round of Class A. Staples won that match 51-9. Chapos then defeated BBE 38-21. BBE wrestled North Central. They won that match 51-18. Chapos will take that on. And then in the lower bracket, Bertha Hewitt, Parker's Ferry, wrestled Chatfield. Chatfield won that match 50-9. Chatfield then won over Jackson County Central 49-14. Jackson County Central defeated Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 36-33, and will be wrestling for third place against BBE. The lower the consolation will be Lesure Henderson against United North Central. United North Central won that match, won that match 43-14, and Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial defeated Bertha Hewitt 28-21. So United North Central will wrestle Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial for fifth place, BBE for Jackson against Jackson County Central for third place, and then later on tonight, Staples versus Chatfield.
It's going to be some real good duels there. It's going to be a lot of cheering going on, and it's a good crowd. It's obviously not as big as it was before because there's been teams that are eliminated and people leave, but it's a nice crowd in here, and,
oh, nice
and the fan base is really well represented. They're getting ready to bring the honor guard out. Gonna introduce the teams first,
and then probably the officials again too.
Right.
But we want to make sure that we have it here for the national anthem.
Kind of a neat thing for these kids to walk out in front of this crowd as they get introduced. They're not introduced individually, but they're introduced as a team.
Yep.
And their fans are cheering them on and supporting them.
And we're down to six mats now. They'll add two more tomorrow morning. We've been announcing that we will be wrestling our fans from United will be wrestling at 9 o'clock. That will not happen. It'll be later. But the two Minneota wrestlers and the five Camby wrestlers will cover at 9 o'clock. As Class A will wrestle on all eight maps until they've completed that round, then Double A will come up. And both A and Double A have a contestant at the beginning, so we'll have those matches on.
And we hope they don't move matches around on us.
They're good at that. But we've got spotters.
Yeah, we've got some people helping us out, too.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with that.
Yep. Representing Section 8, AAA, the
Cardinals. Well, real quick, let's go through the AAA if we can. Wilmer wrestled St. Michael Ellisville. First round, St. Michael won that 42-11. Apple Valley wrestled Shakopee. Shakopee won that match 45-11. And St. Michael beat Shakopee 45-14. St. Michael in the finals, Shakopee wrestling for third place. Forest Lake wrestled Moundsview. Moundsville beat him 43-18. Albert Lee wrestled Hastings. Albert Lee won 3-32. That was a squeaker, and will wrestle and wrestled Moundsview. Moundsview won that 40-28. So St. Michael against Moundsview for the finals. Shakopee versus Albert Lee for third place. We will not broadcast AAA nor the championship match in any of the classes. Wilmer dropped down and defeated Apple Valley 41-24. Forest Lake lost to Hastings 37-27. So Wilmer and Hastings will wrestle for consolation.
Yeah, we were looking at the brackets there when we're off the air, and Moundsville, they're really doing well this year. They're not a town that you hear much about wrestling, and here they're in the finals this year, so they must have a great group of seniors or a good group of leaders anyway, and some great
the last couple of years have really progressed.
Obviously, so, yeah, because that's not a name you typically hear down here a whole lot, so good for them. We got a couple teams to get introduced, yes.
Representing Section 5, the
they have got a fantastic following, Belgrade Brute, Del Rosa. They're really fired up about their team and what they're doing. There's a lot of blue in the stands.
Oh, good United as well. They wore pink, and there's some of them maybe have changed a little bit, but I see that.
They're just getting introduced right now, walking
they're
into
coming
the
arena, out with
so.
Their pink warm-ups on.
We were talking to a couple people during the breaks about what's the deal with the pink uniforms, and it's something about some motivational speaker they had or something, and that is something about why they're wearing the pink t-shirts. We haven't really got the full lowdown on it, but we'll try and get that, because the coaches and everybody are in pink. So Watertown Mayor, who the United team will be taking on, is just getting introduced.
Good delegation of fans there too.
Yeah.
Oh, late afternoon at 1 o'clock, the lower bowl was full. Great attendance. And for this session, it's not full, but it's three quarters full at least.
Yeah, it's very well represented, no doubt about it. It's a good crowd for, as we said, as some of these teams lose out, people leave because their team's done, and maybe they don't have too many individuals, but or their bus is ready to leave, so they gotta go. And, but it's three quarter full here, and you can obviously hear the applause when the kids come walking out of the mat. So it's quite a thrill for the kids.
Oh, it is. Yeah, the butterflies are flying.
Well, they should be.
Yep.
If they're not.
Yep.
Let's take a moment to speak the officials here.
They're going to announce the officials that are going to be working for this. And these matches are just as important as the individuals tomorrow and the championship matches tonight.
Yep. There's usually probably 16 or so officials, or maybe even more, probably 20, because they got two on each mat. So it takes quite a crew, and they always have a couple substitutes in case somebody gets hurt or something. So.
And these are probably new officials for the evening session, because that
could be
in the virtual program. There's looks like about 40 or 50 official names. So some will not be here tomorrow. Some might, and a bunch of new people and.
So, we're about ready to have the national anthem start here, so.
The color guard is being introduced right now. They'll walk out to the center of the mat, and then the choir or the quartet will be singing the national anthem.
Please remain standing as the Lockboro Valley Guides Group, Juan John Romanis, Jason Giovanni, Samurai Sun, Sutton, and Christian Cicino, under the direction of Mr. Chad Felton, lead us in the national anthem. We pull all laws until the colors are fully retired.
chosen the man. Now another big ovation for the color guard and that quartet from Lackawanna Valley. They did a super job, Danny.
Well, you weren't kidding when you said you had heard them before, and they're fantastic. That was as good as we've heard down here, no doubt about it.
Yep, that was super. Super.
What a great thing for those kids.
Yep. They didn't seem too nervous.
No. Hit some great notes, and, just did a great job.
Yeah.
Good for them.
All right, well, the captains are meeting with the officials, and the parade of pink is still going on. Watertown Mayor is really, really strong in the lower weights. It's going to be interesting because we are as well. But, their first three wrestlers are ranked in the state.
And we've talked about it pretty much all year long that the way our team has started out has been a big factor
for sure
on how our team has done. And they've gotten us off to a great start. So let's hope they can do that again, but they've got a big task in front of them.
Yeah, they're ranked in the state at the first three weights at 107 pounds. If they wrestle this one, Sully, we'll find out when they put the names up on the scoreboard. He is a freshman ranked fourth in the state, and he currently has a 19-4 record. He would be wrestling Eli Olson with over 40 wins. So that is going to be a good match. They're also ranked second at 114, Joel Fredrickson, a sophomore, and he'll be wrestling Gavin Mortensen, if that's the case. And Titan Fredrickson must be a brother. The sophomore could be a twin brother. Is ranked first in the state. So
coaches are at the scoreboard right now, putting their kids in. It looks like Watertown Mayor might have the odds because their coach is talking to the board first, and it looks like their kid is going to step on the mat first. They want to make sure they've got everything right here.
Right.
Coaches are holding the kids back until they announce it. Watertown Mayor kid has been on the mat a couple times and off the edge, and they're just waiting to see what's going on. There's an odd and even match. It's who's got to step on the mat first, if you don't understand that, and that's the game they're playing right here. They're trying to figure out, they're giving the leg bands to, well, Eli's got them on for sure, and we'll wait to see which Watertown Mayor kid they
have three weighed in. Blake Rosie, Logan Lear, and Sully Max.
They do not have the names up on the boards yet, so we'll wait till we get that. They've got some other advertisement rolling through. He shoots in hard on Eli. Eli does block that off. We got Blake Rose.
Okay, Blake Rose is a 8th grader with a 1-12 record. So they must be going to shift up right away. And Eli shoots in there, does a sweep, and gets a takedown on Rose.
Nice shot. They're working on some hand control, trying to get that arm back up on Rose's back. Does not get it. Rose is pretty much bellied out. Now he's got back up to his base here a little bit, working on some hand control. Nice takedown by Eli there. He almost went right into that cradle, which he is tough at.
Yeah.
He's got a great cradle. He's got long arms. Now he goes across hard on that cross face, trying to bring Rose around and lock it up, and then he reaches back in around, tries to get the butcher. Just staying very busy, catching, trying to keep Rose off balance. Now he was way up around the head trying to get that butcher. Now he's back on that leg, trying to wrap up the far side cradle. He's trying to tilt Bros over the top right now. Doesn't quite get it. 2-0 lead in favor of Eli.
Well, if they start shifting up at this weight class, they're going to probably do it all the way up. So we could see a premier match at 127. We'll have to wait and see.
But down to 10 seconds here left in the first period. Right out on the edge of the mat. They've been sitting there for quite a while, so Eli's got, tries to keep him in, just brings him around the circle, and that's going to...
Oh, he's got that cradle in.
He only got a one count, though, so he's going to get no near fall out of that. So 2-0 after one. He had a dandy cradle locked up on Bros right as the time ran out. Official made one sweep. He's got to get at least two to make it count for two points. So,
well, Eli's had a great tournament. He's won both matches, the first match by fall, and this match is...
And off the whistle, he hits a power switch and knocks Bros off on his hip. Tries to hit that cradle right away. Doesn't quite get it. Bros was standing up. He tried to hit it when he stood up on that leg. Now he's working on the near side.
John Malaya from the State High School League just stopped by. We had 9,580 spectators here this morning and afternoon. Great crowd. And
can't be too much less right now.
Yeah, we're approaching that right now.
Going to be a warning on Bros there, just kind of sitting underneath Eli, hanging onto his wrist, not really trying to escape or advance his position. They step out of bounds.
Okay,
so Bros goes back to the middle, and he's in the bottom position.
Watertown with a kind of a red and navy blue uniform, and we have two sets of uniforms. The dark one, this is a light one that they wear in a medal type of dual meet or individual.
Boy, off the whistle, Bros tried to stand up. Eli grabbed his near side wrist and just slammed him down to the mat with it. Now he's in a hip toss here, trying to get Bros over to his back. Bros is out in front. No points been awarded, and Eli lets him go.
Yep. Bros shoots in on Eli.
Eli tries to step over the top and puts Bros on his back. He's got a lot of time.
Yep.
This looks tight. Eli's got a lot of time here, probably 40 seconds to go or better. There's the fall.
At 37 seconds left, so at the 3 minute and 23 second mark, Team United for the UPF Minnesota scoreboard now leads 6-0. So that move by Watertown Mayor did not pan off for them, but they're shifting up. If it's probably Sully Max here at 114, we'll see.
It looks like Fredericks. Joel Fredericks.
Okay, Joel Fredericks. They got him at 14, so they're holding Sully Max out. He is with a 40-2 record, wrestling against Gavin Mortensen.
Gavin shoots in underneath him. Fredericks pushes his head down and then does just a head snap on him and scoots around to the back to get a takedown. So Gavin trailing 2-0.
Gavin having a great day as well with a decision and a pin. And a great season. Oh, over 40 wins, just a ninth grader. He wrestled a little bit on the varsity last year, not very much, and has really progressed as the season has gone along.
And he was 1 point away from getting into the tournament.
That's right.
He got beat 1-0 in his match in the section. So, yeah, he's right there.
Yep. Oh, they went off the mat, and they went back to referee's position. Of course, Gavin has such a quick stand-up. He tried that, but Fredericks broke him down again, stopped that and broke him down.
Just riding a real deep waist on the left side here, trying to get a wrist ride or something to tilt Gavin over, but Gavin's doing a good job of keeping his base and grabbing hands. Still just 2-0. 40 seconds to go here, first period. Right here, Frederick's over the top. Gavin's working hard to keep his pace. Rolls through that.
Yep.
And gets back to his stomach.
Randy and Becca are his folks, and of course, Grandma and Grandpa. And Aunt, watching or listening at home. Buddy and Gail and Marissa.
Right here, Fredericks does get Gavin tilted a little bit. It's no pinning combination or anything, but he's going to get, I can't tell if he's got two or three fingers out. I didn't see how many swipes he made, but no points awarded yet because he still has the same arm bar in, and that's going to run the period out. I think it's just two.
It's 5-0. So.
Okay.
Must be three. Okay, I don't know who won the toss, but Fredericks is going down. Gavin on top from the left side. Fredericks up on his feet and breaks away. He is a sophomore.
Both guys doing a little hand fighting here. I don't know if somebody got poked or what, but I think Gavin's bleeding a little bit, so he comes over the corner to get it cleaned up.
Yep.
As we said before, they get it stopped as fast as they can, and then the clock is stopped, and they got all the time they need to clean that up, and I don't think it's a whole lot of blood here, but they were doing some hand fighting, and sometimes a fingernail or something will slice the nose, or he got popped in the nose and started bleeding. So.
I think he had a lip bleed last week, and he had some, and I think the first match today, I don't know about the second one. Because he got a pin there.
Trainer comes over and gonna plug it up, and he should be ready to go here shortly.
Well, the champion takes home fifth place honor. If Team United wins this, we don't know yet, but we'll find out in the next hour. Back-to-back consolation championships, that's amazing. Yeah. And there's only three teams in at each there's only three teams that will end their season with a win: the champion, the third place winner, and the consolation winner. That's quite an accomplishment.
Fredericks gets another takedown on Gavin there, just a quick little short kind of a snatch of a single leg, and got Gavin off balance, and now they're right out on the edge of the mat. Gavin should really work hard to try and get off the mat. Frederick's trying to pull him back in, and they step off, so he gets a fresh start.
Okay. And he is so quick off the whistle. See, he likes that stand-up. Let's see if he still does that. Frederick's from the right side. He tried to get the leg up. Oh, he almost got out of there, and tried a mule kick, but Fredericks advanced back on.
45 seconds to go here, second period. Now he's got a tilt on Gavin, kind of hooked a leg and brought him over. I don't think any points have been awarded yet. Gavin's doing, there the official made one swipe, but stopped with one swipe, so Gavin's working hard to keep his belly down toward the mat. He's got the weave on his leg now. There's some points or counts. So he's got Gavin's back exposed. I don't think he got to five. So it's probably just a two-point near fall now, unless he's counting right now. The other official's right in our way.
Yeah.
We'll find out when it comes up on the board. Gavin's getting back to his base, and there he does. I think it's a three-point near fall.
I think you're right. Yep. 11-0. So now
Gavin's got to work hard just to not give up a tech here. Another blood stoppage here, I believe, or no? Oh, that was the end of the second period. So 11-0.
So Frederick now chooses down to see if Gavin can, oh, he stands up and breaks away right away. So 12-0.
In and another, man, steps in and puts Gavin on his back. Right out on the edge of the mat, Gavin's got to work hard and gets back to his base, and that should be a tech ball.
Yep. 15-0 with the time of about 4 minutes and 20 seconds, I suppose. So, we will take a break here, come back with the 121-pound weight class after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Save money, win money. Wincentive Savings is a prize-linked savings account at Co-op Credit Union. Wincentive Savings offers drawing entries in return for each time you increase your balance by $25. Drawings occur monthly, quarterly, and annually, so the more you save, the more chances you have to win. Stop by any one of our locations in Wilmer, Benson, Montevideo, and Canby. Visit Co-op Credit Union for complete terms, conditions, and official rules. Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
Okay, back here at the Xcel Energy Center. Tegan Long against Titan Fredericks, sophomore, with a 43-0 record, and he's kind of shown us why. He's got a 5-0 lead here on Jordan, and we'll have some more back points coming. We took a break on the last match, and during the break, Tegan won by fall against Dilworth Glendon Felden.
Oh, and he fights off his back there, so he's just going to give up a three-point near fall. That was a double-double. So
that it was.
That was tight. So good job by Tegan to get off that. Now he's into a near-side cradle. Frederick's trying to walk him over. Tigan's blocking it off. No points have been awarded yet. Now he's over.
Yeah.
He's got the leg wrapped up. This is very, very tight, but Tigan's fighting hard to get through, trying to bring Frederick's over the top, and he does. Gets back to his stomach. Another three-point near fall, though.
First period just about over.
11-0. Frederick's just looks over the clock and stays on top of Tigan, so it will be Frederick's choice.
Looks at his coaches. He's going to take down.
Looks like he's going down. I've never seen that call take that long. Oh, he's telling he wants Tigan to go down. Okay.
Okay.
So he's choosing up. Don't know what the discussion is there by the official. Went over the head scores table, but 11-0 starting the second period.
Off the whistle, Tegan tries to stand up, but Frederick breaks him down.
Cole throws in a hard cross face, trying to wrap up that far side cradle. Tegan turns his hips. He's blocking that, and then Frederick jumps across, throws the leg in on the far side. Brings Tigan over in just a tilt here, and Tigan's coming around the corner, but this is pretty tight. Now he's strapping his legs in. Tigan gets back to his base. Good battle by Tigan there.
Sure is.
So 14-0 right now.
He turns him over. Well, if Tigan can get back to his base, he'll save a team point.
I don't know if they got two count in there or not. Tigan's fighting hard right there. Oh, and he rolls over the top just about. Caught Fredericks, and that'll do it.
Yep.
He got a two-point near fall out of that, and that'll make it
well, they're still
16.
Wrestling.
Well, I've got four. Oh, they maybe didn't award any back points. I thought he had put his hand there, showed two. But, so no back points awarded there.
14-0 right now.
They now realize it, yeah. if he did get a if he did award two, I thought he put his hands in the air and, or 2 points near fall, but
now the other officials going over to the table,
checking on the score table. Looks like they're going to keep going. They have 14-0 on the board, so no points were awarded there. Hope going to have a caution. I don't know if Frederick's pushed Tigan's elbow forward or if Tigan's arm moved, but I think the caution is going to go on Tigan. Off the whistle, Frederick's tries chopping that arm down. Tigan's trying to get his legs freed up so he can get going. Frederick's obviously a very strong kid. He's running them tilts. That's not a serious pinhold, but it takes an awful lot of power to just have an arm bar in and then reach underneath, grab that wrist, and bring him over the top. Now he brings Tigan over in another kind of a chin drop. Tigan's fighting to get off the mat. He's right out on the edge, and he's right on the edge. Now Frederick's climbs over the top. He still has that chin lock on, and they're out of bounds. Now they come, he just kept his shoulders in, and there, Fredericks is going to get a 3-point near fall. So Tigan saves the team points
yes,
there.
He does. 17-0.
So it's going to be Watertown Mayor 10, United 6.
Yeah. Probably about 3:42. For that deck fall. So, here comes Ben Gunlickson. Out. See who he's wrestling.
This is Grayson Olson.
Oh, Grayson Olson.
We're bumping up, too.
Yep. Who Grayson Olson is wrestling? Could be Burmeister.
Caleb Mead.
Caleb Mead. Okay. Eighth grader, with a 38-4 record. Ninth grader.
Comes in and takes down Grayson right away.
Watertown, a pretty young team. They do have five seniors on their team. So very similar, to Team United.
Right. Off the takedown, Grayson gets a wrist and tries a sit out, but Meade's able to follow him around and get back and hook an ankle. Now he's just trying to run a cross face. Steps up, grips, got the far wrist and trying to throw a half on. Grayson's swinging the hips out, blocking that nice. Gets his hands free. Meade's got a cross arm body ride here, just really hanging on to Grayson, not letting him get up to his base.
Grayson is older brother of Eli Olson. Folks are Jeremy and Stephanie.
The Watertown mayor loves their tilts.
Yeah.
Every kid that's been out there has tried to run a tilt. Right out on the edge of the mat. Tries to stick the leg in, but Grayson turns the hip down and blocks that.
Grayson Olson has wrestled 41 matches, 20 and 21. So he's gained a lot of experience this year.
About at the end of the period here. Yeah, 3 seconds to go. And they're right on the edge. 1 second on the clock. So nothing will happen here. They'll just blow the whistle and blow it right back. Okay, that's the way the first period is going to end up, 2-0. It's Grayson's choice, he defers. Caleb's going to choose down.
Caleb may have been a ninth grader.
Off the whistle, Caleb stands up. Grayson tries to lift him and bring him back to the mat, but Meade slips away. So 3-0 right now in favor of Caleb Mead. Shoots in under Grayson. Grayson blocks him. And Mead reaches up and gets a headlock. And kind of a full body lock, actually. I think he had both arms in that.
Referee's down there.
Grayson's trying to bring his hips around, but now Mead jumps up goes into a half, and he's got the arm barred up on the other side, trying to dig into those legs. A lot of time left. Period. Pretty much just started. We've got 1:10 left to go here, second period. Grace is fighting hard, getting his body twisted around.
Right on the edge of the mat, the alternate official is on his feet, but the main official is looking for the shoulders.
Right on the edge of the mat, they go out of bounds, and not quite. They just about got out of bounds.
Grayson clears the bidding combination. I think he got 3 points out of it. Meade did. So 8-0. Got to be getting down there in time now. Still 32 seconds.
Right out on the edge of the mat. Grayson's got to try and get himself out of bounds and get a fresh start here. Meade has a wrist tied up underneath the stomach and just sitting kind of parallel on top of the body, which most officials don't want to see, but running down on time here. Right out on the edge of the circle. They have one knee out and one knee in, so if Grayson could get a burst to get out of there, but I think that's the end of the period. Yep. Yeah. So we're going into the third period. It will be Grayson Olson's choice. He's going to go neutral.
We're going to go neutral on their feet. We saw Tygan Long save a point, even though he lost by a check fall. Did not get pinned. He fought very hard.
Let's see
what Grayson can do.
See if he can get inside and get something going.
Right now, he's behind by 8, so that's a major. Let's see if he can turn it back. If he can't win the match, let's see if he can turn it back to a simple decision. He does have 20 varsity wins this season, so he's...
And you think of all the kids that he has to practice with in the room,
Grayson kind of shot in there, and
Caleb
Meade just waited for it and then bulldozed him over for a takedown.
Yeah, very, very strong move.
Yeah.
Kind of caught Grayson coming in and just almost threw him, but didn't quite get it hooked up, so just got the takedown. No near fall points with it, but now he's working on trying to rip Grayson's wrist back on his back, and Grayson's going to get warned for stalling. I don't know. He got a leg in, and he's got his other opposite wrist trapped. What are you supposed to do? But the official calls a stalemate there. Wants to see some action, so
11-0 right now. We are in the third period.
Off the whistle, Grayson just kind of shoots forward now. Meade steps up, throws the leg in on the right side, now throws both legs in, breaks Grayson right down on the mat.
We got a minute left in the match.
They got 11 on the board. I have 10, but here, if there was a illegal hold in there or something or whatever, but right here, Meade has got the legs in on Ia's, just cranking on Grayson. Grayson's trying to block it, not getting off his base, and they stop it. And that's it for the end of the match. So, 11-0 in favor of Caleb Meade.
So, a major decision, making the team score now.
14-6 in favor of Watertown Mayor.
Okay, is that Ben?
Yep.
Okay. We'll see who he's going to be wrestling. Ben Gunlickson out there. He's 2-0 on the day.
I haven't got the names up yet. Got to get a little advertising in there.
Yeah.
And they show a nice pamphlet, which we don't get like the books we used to. So,
right.
Maybe they're...
Yeah, you can go online and take a look at the the program.
Ben gets in and gets a nice double leg takedown there. Just kept grinding and grinding. Shot in. Didn't really have his position, but just kept the feet moving and finally got in there. And we are not sure who the opponent is. Is there options there, Dick?
No, they have just one for 127.
Well, it's 133 now, but
yeah,
do they,
okay.
I mean, do they have kids they can move up? So
they have two at 133.
I think it'll be coming up here shortly, but we're just not sure.
Hamburger and who's this? Two seniors. Probably going to be Eli Hamburger. Wish they get out of the commercials.
Yeah. They,
down to the matches.
Pretty quick at getting them up there, but they're sure pouring out a lot of commercials right now.
Yep.
Off the whistle, then hooks that in or near elbow and brings his opponent just kind of down to his hips. Now as he gets back up to his base, then riding pretty high. Official stops it for something.
Now the two officials are talking to each other over to the scorer's table. Is going to check with them
if they didn't get the clock going or there was nothing illegal on the mat there.
No.
Ben still has a 2-0 lead. Not sure. Talking to their coach.
They're going to run some time off the clock is what they're doing. Didn't start it right. So it's going down to 56 seconds.
Still in the first period, so now what are they talking about? All right, now the official comes back out, sets Watertown mayor man down or in a rough position, and Ben gets on top.
Watertown is up in the air. Ben picks him up a little bit, brings him down the mat.
Watertown tries reaching back and grabbing his head and pulling him over in a headlock. That was not going to happen.
No.
Ben steps out front, plants, and just pushes him right back over. He's just got him kind of balled up underneath him.
Oh, waiting for the scoreboard to put the wrestlers' names down, but they're still going forth through the most valuable teammates throughout the season.
There we go.
There we go.
Eli
Hamburger.
Yep.
He's a senior with a 20-24 record. Ben is state ranked with almost 40 wins. Sam and Jeannie are his folks. And looks like Hamburger is hurt a little bit there.
4 seconds to go left in the first period, just 2-0.
Looked like he was limping a little bit. I don't know if got a cramp or...
Still rubbing on his calf there.
Yeah.
Pretty dehydrated this time of year. Kids
yeah.
up there dieting hard, and he looks like he's a fairly tall,
yeah.
long kid for 133 pounds, so he might be just getting a little dehydrated and cramping up. So.
Well, I talked to their coach about a month ago, and he said we're really banged up, and looks like maybe all the injuries healed up a little bit for the section tournament to win that, but there are probably still some effects from that, but
right.
we're back in action, and he stands up real quick, and oh gosh,
no reversal right at
wow.
the whistle there. Yeah, Ben stood up, and Hamburger kind of just turned inside on that and just about caught Ben on a little kind of reverse in a cradle, but they're going to give him 1 point for the escape.
Okay, so 2-1, Ben leading, Watertown Mayor leading at this point 14-6.
Ben, that was Ben's choice. He's going to choose neutral.
That's probably a good choice.
Working on Hamburger's head, smacking it down.
Ben shorter than Hamburger.
Yeah, Hamburger's a long 133-pounder, so hopefully Ben can get underneath that, work on him legs. Make there, oh, nice ankle pick by Ben. Set him right down on his back. Is he able to keep on to him? He is. He's got a leg hook in. No points awarded. There should be points. There it is.
Yep. So 4-1 right now.
Nice little ankle pick there. He caught Hamburger. Now Ben's leading. Caught Hamburger just kind of stepping in, and he just reached down, and he just cupped the back of that ankle and pushed into him, and if they can't step forward, they're going to go down. Coach Swenson out cleaning up the mat.
Looks like 1:29 left in the second period when wrestling resumes.
Be 4-1 in favor of Ben. He just about put Hamburger on his back there. Boy, that would have been a huge couple, 3 points if he could have got that. Now McDonald is over in the corner.
Talking to Hamburger.
I think they're, or Hamburger, excuse me. I think they just had a little blood on his arm they saw, so they wiped it off, and he's ready to go.
Ben riding from the right side. Hamburger stands up. Ben tries to break him down, but kind of working on that far wrist. Now Ben, Hamburger stands up. Ben basically pushed him away. So it's 4-2 right now.
Ben's just got to keep using his speed here. Oh, he shoots in on a nice single, switches to a double. He's got Hamburger up in the air. He's got to be a little careful when he brings him down. Hamburger throws him over the top, but Ben reacts. He gets back down into the legs, and he's going to get a two-point takedown on that.
About 50 seconds left in the second period.
When they hit the mat, Hamburger just kind of clanged up on him and tried to do a little hip thrust, and he just about caught Ben off balance, but Ben was able to plant his foot out and stop the roll. Another little blood timeout here.
Yeah.
So 6-2 in favor of Ben Gunnlaugsson. Got the blood cut, cleaning up, and be ready to go here in a few seconds.
I'll go back to referee's position.
Shot of water.
39 seconds left in the second period, 6-2, Ben's favor. Ben advances to the right side, works on some hand control.
Trying to dig that one elbow out and get an arm bar in there. He has the one up, but Hamburger is on his knees, so that's tough to do.
Yeah.
But it'll allow him. Oh, Hamburger's going to get warned for stalling here, not trying to get out.
Oh, and he tries a little roll, but Ben goes right with him.
Now he's got Ben's forearm trapped underneath there. Ben's got to be a little bit careful. Now he gets him rolled over. He's got a half. Oh, and this is deep. Hamburger brings Ben over the top.
Wow.
I don't know if there was any points awarded there. He's going to get a two-point takedown right as
reversal.
Time runs out, or a two-point reversal. Yeah. No near fall there, so we're at 7-4. Going into the third period, another blood time here. Hopefully they can get, I think it's Ben's nose. Hopefully they can get some Vaseline up in there or something to get it moistened up. It's bleeding. That's about the fourth or fifth time they stopped this match. That can wear on you.
We're under 3 minutes of blood time right now.
I believe it's going to be Hamburger's choice. We'll see where he goes, trailing 7-4. Coach Swenson out, cleaning up the mat, trying to make sure it gets good and dry, because it's right out in the middle, and that's where the kids are, and if they step on a wet mat, they could lose their grip real quick and get hurt something. Oh, official's not happy with.
Oh, we're going. That was the end of the second period, so we're going to the third.
Yep. I don't know if Ben had some blood on his face a little bit. They want to try and get cleaned up. They got the trainer over there looking at it.
Well, it's down to 2 minutes of blood time yet. You get 5 minutes, and 3 minutes have expired. So you want to get him as blood-free as you can.
Yes.
Hate to lose a match because of running out of injury time.
Hope the officials kind of play with that a little. Okay, it's going to be the start of the third period here. Hamburger is going to choose down.
7-4 yet. Ben Gunlich's in the head.
Off the whistle, Hamburger stands up, and Ben just pushes him away.
Yep.
7-5. Ben has gotten in on some nice deep shots on Hamburger, so he's feeling pretty confident on his feet. Gets in on an underhook. Hamburger tries to turn his hip into that and get a little hip toss on Ben. He does have his arms locked up. Ben's fighting hard to get out of there now. He steps in on a body lock. Almost drags Hamburger down, but Hamburger steps through it and gets away. So both guys back on their feet. Minute 15 to go here, third period. Ben leading 7-5. This will be a big takedown right here.
Yep.
He's down underneath with a Russian tie trying to... Hamburger does have his head trapped underneath, and the official calls a stalemate on that, which good call, gets some action going. Ben reaches in on a big head.
Boy, he's in there with a good single to a double. Got his head between his legs.
Got his head trapped. Yeah. He's trying to come out the back door here, working on them legs, brings them back down to his butt. Trying to wiggle around. He's got to be careful so Hamburger doesn't roll him over. Probably going to be a stalemate fairly soon, although Ben is making progress. He has come around and got the ankle hooked with his knee. There's the stalemate.
Yep. Well, he made a nice shot in there.
33 seconds to go on the clock. Hamburger really hasn't had many shots.
No.
Ben has been doing most of the work on his feet. So
he goes to work once Ben shoots in.
But. Yep. And now he's in the Russian tie again, just opposite wrist and grabs the elbow and just kind of puts you in an arm bar. There, Ben shot in a nice low single.
Got Hamburger up, hopping on one. Whoa! Hamburger throws Ben on a throw, and yep. I don't know if there was any near fall points, but
that's going to take the clock out right here. We got a 7-7 tie.
We're going to go overtime. A 1 minute period. Yeah, he just got, had that one leg up in the air, hopping around. He put a double underhook and rolled him over. But Ben shoots in here now in overtime. And potentially
dangerous. Both guys were locked up on each other's legs.
Yeah. So. But Ben made a nice deep shot in there, nice and deep. So
he's got to be a little bit careful.
Fresh start. Oh,
Hamburger use that little hip toss. If he catches that neck wrench again, Ben's got to be careful when he's shooting in to keep that head on the inside. A little more blood timeout.
Yeah.
Do they get more time when they go to overtime? It looks like they added maybe a minute or something.
222. It's counting down. It's at 148.
Time stop. 48 seconds on the clock. Takedown wins it.
Yep.
Ben has been in on a lot of deep takedowns, but that time he shot in and Hamburger caught that chin and got him in a chin drop and just hipped him over.
To send him, yeah.
Yep, to send it into overtime.
Yep. Overtime is nothing new to Ben. He had it in the section. He shoots in there again.
He's on a high single.
Trying to lift
a
it
double.
Up. Hamburger trying to
run
out.
No points yet.
Trying to go around behind. Then I've got him up in the air.
Got 9 seconds to go.
And he brings him down. There it is.
7 seconds to go left in the period, and then wins it in overtime with a takedown.
Wow.
So 9-7 overtime win for Ben Gudlickson.
Makes the team score 14 for Watertown Mayor and 9 for Team United. No, 8?
Yep, 9.
Yep. We'll take this break.
14-9.
We'll be back with Holland Shocker after this.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147, Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Dick Newman and Danny Lee. Alan Shocker is out there. And Jackson.
Parker Jackson. Both guys have been in on some shots. Parker Jackson right there just went on an underhook. And Holland went down underneath it and almost jacked him up. Jackson let go of it, and they're back on their feet.
Jackson with a 28-16 record going in today. He's a junior.
Right on the edge of the mat. And they go out of bounds. Ooh, official was in our way, but no points scored. Holland had a nice little spin around there.
He
just
did.
About got around behind.
Yeah. Must have taken one foot. Out of bounds.
No.
The other one stayed in, but you're technically out of bounds if one body part goes out of bounds.
Holland shoots in
nice.
Drives into a double leg takedown.
You got that takedown, nice.
That was the old football tackle there.
Yes,
just kept
it
the
was.
Feet going and put him. He's got him kind of in trouble going to his back, but I think people have our team has watched and Watertown Mayor is very good at grabbing that chin and doing that little hip toss, so everybody's a little bit nervous about trying to push in too hard on them.
And there's a team that's in shape as well. They are in good shape as well.
That's the end of the first period, so Holland takes a 2-0 lead into the second. Did not see whose choice it was, but Jackson is going to go down. Didn't see if Holland shows up or if Jackson shows down, but doesn't matter.
Oh, Jackson kind of backs into Holland. Holland kind of high on him.
He's got the leg hooked on the left side of him. Trying to ride that cross body here. Jackson just falling out. Holland's really cranking on that back leg, trying to break the hips down. There he does. Gets him broke down, jumps up on the neck. You know, he throws both legs in, trying to power half. Got him stretched out on the mat pretty good here. Holland's taking his time. He's got a lot of time. Down to 1:20 here, second period.
He's going to have to get out to a side or something, or else it'll be stopped.
There's going to be a stalemate in there. Potentially dangerous. He was cranking on that one arm, bringing it up over the head. So, official stops it. Fresh start. Holland leading 2-0.
Jackson tries to sit out, and Holland drives right into him, picks up a leg.
Steps in. He's got the weave here.
Yeah.
He's got to kind of put Jackson on his hip here and try and work, but Jackson gets his legs free. Holland's still riding the left side hard. He's got a crossface on, and now Jackson gets that off. Holland loves that cradle. If he can get that crossface slapped on, there's a pretty good chance his hands are coming together.
Clock is ticking away.
still riding that cross pot. He just draped over the top of Jackson, trying to break him down, but Jackson's just keeping a very strong table. There he gets his right arm scooped, draped over the top of Jackson's body with the leg hooked on the left side and the right arm scoop, just trying to crank him and break him flat to work at a little arm bar or something.
Short time, under 10 seconds left. Second period.
I think it will be Holland's choice here in the third period, taking a 2-0 lead into that third period.
Did a nice job of riding there. He's going to choose down.
Jackson climbs on the right side of Holland, right off the whistle. Holland just kind of sat back into him. Jackson goes into a stiff cross face, kind of basically the same ride Holland was using.
Yeah.
One of those, you going to cross me, cross face me, I'm going to cross face you back. Holland breaks that off, and he's up on his face right here, trying to get a little hand control. Jackson just sitting on that right ankle. Now he's let it go, trying to run a little tilt here on Holland. Holland's pretty good at these, when he starts tilting, to rotate his hips and jump over the top and turn it into a reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, sitting there just hanging on to that bottom leg of Jackson, just lifting it, trying to get farther down on his leg. Jackson's just kind of stuck on the side there, trying to come up, been no stalemate or anything, so now he's got the leg wrapped around Holland's right leg on a leg ride. Been no warnings or anything.
No.
Holland keeps working, trying to come out of that. Now Jackson comes up into a stiff cross face. Holland just gets up to his base, and then Jackson rips him right back down flat onto his stomach. Holland keeps moving enough. Oh, no, the official goes down, gives Holland a warning for stalling. So we got to keep moving on the bottom.
35 seconds remaining.
Yeah, he's just got to gut it out here. 25 seconds to go. He's got Jackson just draped over the top of him, and there's nothing that Jackson is doing really, and he's trying to bounce him off, so there should be no warning now. Jackson's trying to crawl up around the head. Holland lets go of that arm and breaks down, and the official's going to give him another warning for stalling. So that's going to be a 1 point for Jackson.
As time is probably going to run out.
That's it.
And that's it.
Holland wins.
Oh.
2-1.
Yeah, that was a big win there.
That was a huge win.
Making the score now 12 for Team United and 14 remaining for Watertown Mayor. We're going up to the next weight class, 139.
That was 139.
That was. 145. Okay, 145. That would be Daniel Gunnlaugsson. And let's see. They've got Isaiah Mead at 145, a junior with a 16-30 record.
Lucas Dreyer.
Oh, wow. He's with, yeah, okay. Lucas Dreyer. He's a senior with no record, 0-0.
Daniel takes him down right away, running a wrist tie. He's got an arm barred, trying to take him over. Didn't quite get there.
Oh, he's got him on his back.
This is pretty tight.
Oh, he's got it tight.
There it is. That's
a fall. And there's a fall.
That can't be 20 seconds, can it?
18.
Daniel keeps his streak going here.
Yep.
So now United will move ahead 18-14.
Wow.
And we're on to 52. I'm guessing Cameron coming out.
Okay. They got Isaiah Reed at 45. They have Jack Ingham.
The
senior, 33-10.
Carson Topte.
Okay. Carson Topte, a ninth grader with a 21-24 record against Cameron Sasser. So they're really shift. They're going to shift up after this.
Yep.
But other than one wrestler at 189 or 172, they're not very strong.
Tofty had a Russian tie there on Cameron and just trying to drag him by, but Cameron rips his arm out of there, kind of knocked Tofty off balance, but wasn't able to do anything with it, so both guys still on their feet. Cameron goes in, and Tofty is going to get warned for stalling right there. Just backing up. Cameron's been doing all the pushing.
Right.
So that's the advantage to Cameron. If he can keep doing that, get an easy point. Snaps down, shoots in on a nice single. He's on the side. Tofty's draped over the head trying to go out of bounds. Cameron's trying to pull him in. If Tofty shoots out of bounds, that should be another warning for Stalin. Cameron's going to get two takedown there.
Yeah.
Tofty was trying to get out of bounds, and that should have been another warning. I know it's not very far apart, but it's the action of it.
Right.
Right out on the mat. Cameron's still got one foot in, so they're still wrestling. There they go.
Yeah, when Tofty was trying to go out of bounds, Cameron got up on his feet and took a leg and drug him back on.
Tried to pull him back on, and Tofty was digging to try and get out of bounds. So could have picked up an easy point there, but
off the whistle. Tofty tries to sit out. Cameron breaks him down. He's got a deep waist hit. Another sit out. Cameron rides along behind him.
Now Cameron gets an underhook under the left arm. It'll stop Tofty from sitting out. He's got a wrist trapped underneath, trying to break him down here. Just 1 second left in the period, so that's okay. The way the first period's going to end, 2-0. And defers. Tofty is going to choose down, I believe.
Yep.
Yep.
Cameron going to the left side. Tofty just kind of sits back into him a little bit. Cameron pulls the leg in,
picks his ankle. Well, Tofty does have one of Cameron's legs trapped, but he's got a cross face on him, shoving him away. He's just got to keep sinking the hips. Now he gets it freed up. Goes into a deep waist. You could see his hand all the way across. That's taking a lot of air out of you when you do that. Cameron's got Tofty broke down flat on the mat right now. Trying to work some arm bars. Minute 20 to go here in the second period. It'd be a big time for a pin here if he could catch up to Tofty. Trying to dig in an armbar. Tofty's just laying there flat on the mat. Now Cameron's getting it in and jumps across, but Tofty comes up to his feet. Cameron hanging on, brings him up and down, firm to the mat.
Nice. 1 minute left in the second period.
Traps that one arm back, too, as Tofty hit the mat. Cameron is reaching for that arm and caught his wrist, trying to get it ripped back up on his back. He's got himself completely exposed here with two hands on one, trying to get that wrist up on Tofty's back. Make sure Tofty doesn't come up. Still just 2-0.
Yeah. Really working hard on there. Giving out to the side.
Breaks Tofty flat down to his stomach in. Again, the official looking at it. Tofty really not trying to do much here. There he tries a little sit out. Catches Cameron. Catches Cameron head and just about brings him down, but Cameron powers through it and just slams him down to the mat. Just, they never left the mat, but just the force of that move just kind of pounded Dofty's head into the mat, and there's a little break. I think Cameron's got a little blood on him. Both kids over in their corner, they can talk to their coach on blood timeout. If it's an injury timeout or something, they can't. Got to stand in the middle of the mat. Coaches are all cleaning the mat up. Looks like they got it pretty good.
When wrestling resumes, there's only 16 seconds left.
And it'll be Cameron's choice in the third period.
Okay.
A little information from Coach Swenson before he goes back out onto the mat. Tofty will be down.
Cameron going to ride from the right side this time. It's good that they switch back and forth.
Toffee tries to stand up. Cameron tries a chin drop, and Toffee gets away, but Cameron catches him.
No
points been awarded yet. Cameron hangs on to it.
Wow.
Good scramble. That was Toffee was pretty close to getting away there, and Cameron just stayed with it. So 2-0 going into the third period, and it is Cameron's choice.
He's going to take down.
Good spot to be right here. Get a good whistle. He just kind of sat there and waited for see what Toffee was going to do. Now he hits a quick switch. Toffee comes around, follows it, circles around back to the front.
Yep.
Gets the escape.
3-0.
Hopefully Cameron can open it up a little bit here. Toffee shoots in on a nice double. But Cameron blocks it.
Sprawling out. Still in the double, trying to drive Cameron off the mat if he can, but Cameron pulls back in there and stalemate.
Good sprawl by Cameron there. Toffee shot in hard, and he just flipped his legs in the air and let the weight come down on top of Toffee. That stopped it. 3-0.
Cameron doing a nice job of changing levels here. A lot of times you shoot in and they'll put their head up a little bit. You push down their head, they want to put it up again, and then you have a leg exposed.
He was in the Russian tie there for a little bit, but Toffee was able to rip his arm off. He's not being very aggressive here for being down 3-0. I think his job was to go out and just not give up any extra team points. Hopefully Cameron can catch something quick. What we got left for time there, Dick?
1:03.
Okay, we got some time. Now Toffee calling for something. Officials must have saw blood or something. They let him go over.
Yeah. Got the injury clock time going again.
Mm-hmm. We got a big one going on with Jackson County Central down here right in front of us. Brugia, Belgrade, Brutnell, Rosa. That's a tight match, 30-34.
Oh, wow.
Boy, at heavyweight, so this is huge.
Yeah.
Belgrade gets the fall here. They win the match. Early, though. It's going to take a lot of energy out of Jackson County's heavyweight. Oh, it's got to be close.
All back in action here for Cameron. He just got to keep busy and look out for the kitchen sink, I guess. That Toffee will try. Oh, he shoots in there nice, but they go out of bounds. That's a confidence builder, though.
Yep. Now, Toffee gets up slow again, that was a huge match for Belgrade Brutnell Rosa. I think they just beat Jackson County Central with the heavyweight getting a pin 36-34.
Wow.
They were down 34-30 going into the heavyweight match. So congratulations to Belgrade Brutnell Rosa.
Well, the injury time is still running. The same token, then Toffee can get a break too.
Watered down mayor coach talking to Toffee and telling him what he had to do.
We're down to 33 seconds. Cameron up. Oh, Toffee shoots in Cameron with an underhook.
Oh, he had a nice underhook there. Toffee backs out of bounds. Cameron runs back into the middle of the mat. Toffee's taking his time.
24 seconds.
Cameron shoots a nice single. Yep. Toffee in an armbar there. Cameron picks him up. That should be a takeout. Toffee's able to kick away from that in the mule kick. Both guys still standing.
13 seconds. Cameron's going to win this one.
Oh,
nice takedown.
Right at the end.
Right at the end.
Point takedown.
Just a duck under. So he wins the match 6-0. putting Team United ahead now 21-14. We'll take this break. We'll be back with the 160-pound weight class after this.
Team, what does that mean to you? Is it sports? Is it academics? At UFP Mineota, it means helping build a community that we are proud of. We are proud of our kids, proud of our local businesses, proud of the parents who work hard every day to support and grow the future of our community. UFP is more than just a company that provides great jobs with great pay. They are a family team that supports the people that supports them. UFP Mineota is proud to help bring you coverage of your Mineota Vikings. Good luck to the Mineota Vikings from the team here at UFP.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Back here at the Xcel Energy Center, we have Mason Peterson out there against Isaiah Meade, a junior, at a 16-23 record.
Took him down right away, and he's trying to come around on Mason and get a takedown, but now Mason gets a hold of that inside leg and hangs on to it, and he's back up to his face now.
He's got the takedown. 2-0. Team United ahead in the team score now, 21-14.
Mason coming up with a single. The official calls a stalemate. Mason will be down. He's trailing 2-0 right now. Got taken down. Off the whistle, Meade chops an arm, breaks Mason down, but Mason's got him pretty high up on his shoulders here, trying to work on some legs, trying to roll him over to Peterson, but he's got a little bit trapped here, coming out the side. He's got he has the Peterson hooked up, but he's trying to get up and breaks away.
Good. 2-1 now. Isaiah Meade leading.
That's going to end the... They got second period on the board. That was just the first period, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, they got it up now. Yeah.
Yep.
So 2-1.
I think Meade deferred and Mason chose down.
Okay.
Tries to get out. Meade kind of in a head elevator.
Trying to rip that arm back on Mason. Mason's doing a good job of bringing it back up front. He's got Meade fairly high. Now Meade readjusts and gets leg hooked back in. Now Meade is high on his shoulders again. Mason trying to pull that arm underneath. There he's got Meade really high and sneaks out the back door. That's a two-point reversal.
He kept
tugging on that arm and getting Meade higher and higher and higher. Now he's real high on Meade.
But he now is leading Meade 3-2.
Trying to bring Meade over, but he is awful high on Meade right now, hooking the leg. He's actually got the body strapped. Meade's coming out the back door this time now. Mason hanging on for dear life, trying to get a stalemate out of it, and that's where we get potentially dangerous.
Oh no!
Illegal. You know, scissors body or finger towards the body. So illegal hold. So. He doesn't lose his position anyway. 2-2, though. Or 3-3.
3-3. 45 seconds left in the period.
Yep. Here Mason's got the right side leg hooked up. Warning stalling on Meade here. Just sitting underneath, not doing anything. Just trying to post up a table. And he rolls Mason over, but Mason rolls right with him. He is so good at that. He's very flexible. He hangs with him. Now he's got
knead in a cradle and takes him over. How much time is there? I don't think there's a whole... Well, there might be quite a bit of time, but this is tight. The crowd's going nuts over there. I think they saw it while the official was trying to move around, and that's the end of the period, but he's going to pick up a near fall and confidence.
I thought he slapped the mat there for a minute.
I think it was on his count. So Mason leading 6-3 right now. Going into the third period, it will be Meade's choice.
They got 8-3. They got 8-3. Oh, the referee's going over to the table.
I got 7-3 on mine. They did give him 3 points on that near fall, wasn't it?
I thought so.
I thought so too.
Once you get up and move around there.
In the second period's out. Watertown Mayor coach is over talking to the officials, so Hank wants to go over there and get in on the conversation to see what they're saying.
Wrestlers just standing there. Yeah. They should bounce around a little bit. Stay loose. Shake your arms. Okay, looks like they got it settled. It's still
6-3.
No, it's 6-3. They moved it back.
That's what I had to start with, but then I thought I missed a point, so I went in. So
we're both up on their feet.
Neutral for Meade. It was a nice cradle there by Mason at the end to get his 3-point lead here.
Yep.
Hope he can hang on to that. Meade steps in. Mason's got an arm kind of trapped. Meade steps, tries to throw, and he does throw. Are they going to count that as a takedown? Mason's feet hit the table. They were so far out of bounds. I don't know if they're going to call that a takedown. Meade, I think, was probably still in bounds, but two officials are talking it over. No takedown. Huge for Mason right there. That was close. Mason's got to be careful. Get into that upper body stuff. Shoots down underneath. Tries to get a single. Meade blocks that off. Mason's still working on that side. Meade's got him in a front headlock here. Just kind of putting a lot of weight on his head. Meade stepping in, trying to get that leg trip. Now Mason gets his head free in better position. 1:10 to go here in the third period. Meade's trying to dig underneath again. Mason's got to take advantage of that. When he feels Meade stepping in, he's got to just drop his levels. And there he tries spinning him around, but he's awful high. Hooks in the Iowa ride and brings Meade down. He's going to get a 2-point takedown,
look out,
I believe.
Look out.
Is there a reversal here? Did he award two for a takedown?
I don't think so. Now he's got two, I think. He raised up two.
Still 6-4 on the board up on top, but they've got an 8-5 on the board down on the mat. Mason's trying to come around the backside. He's got his head stuck underneath, and now he pops it out. Now, if he can hook that leg, he's got Meade on his hip. He could put him on his back. And their coaches are yelling, get after it. Extra points here. He's trying to tip Meade over. He's got to be a little careful so he doesn't get too high on this. Now he gets Meade in a... It's no type cradle, but he is...
His back was exposed. Okay,
I got end it. I did not see what he got. Was it a...
Two.
Just a 2-point near fall?
So he won 8.
8-4. So that puts United up 24-14. Okay.
We'll take this break. We'll be back with the next weight class, 172 pounds after this. 24-14.
Noah Meyer.
Do you want protection and peace of mind for your farm operation this upcoming year? Call Zach at Fernald's Crop Insurance. where they deliver premier service, have the ability to use your precision technology for reporting, and can provide insurance options exclusive to them. With that, they can provide you with a plan that makes crop insurance easier and more accurate than ever before. For more information, please give Zach Flickinger a call at 320-226-4210 or visit their website at fernalscrop.com. Fernald's Crop is an equal opportunity provider.
At Appleton Area Health, we do more than offer services to keep you and your family healthy. We believe in building relationships and caring for the entire person as a whole. We're proud to serve our community and the region by providing services that allow you to receive specialized care and still stay close to home. From primary care and behavioral health to wound care and general surgery, our experienced staff offers personalized care to meet your family's needs. Appleton Area Health, exceptional service, trusted care.
Back here at the Xcel Energy Center, Noel Meyer out there. And right now in the first period, he got a takedown and he has his opponent on his back. Referee's looking at it.
I don't know if he didn't get any near fall out of that other. There's a fall.
Wow! Wow!
Good time. 132.
Oh, that was a big one. Noah's up, bouncing up and down. And the crowd went nuts because Invicure has a 33-3 record. Wow.
That's who they had on the board up there. And that, I mean, I'm sure it's right.
Senior,
so,
yeah.
189.
That's number five. Your class triple A.
So it's 30-14 right now. Team United. Here's Burkhart,
Parker Boffin,
and Bruce Burkhart, 44-0 against Parker Boffin. And he's ranked first in the state, and he just pushed Parker's head down and spun around behind, and Parker gets up and he lets him go. So 4-2 right now for a second takedown and two escapes. Oh, shoots in now on a single, has Parker hopping around on one leg, brings him back to the center of the mat and trips him. Parker down, so he got another takedown, leading 6-2 now. Right over by the team.
Right on the edge of the mat there. And they go out of bounds. 55 seconds to go here. First period.
After this, Watertown Mayor doesn't have much. Three wrestlers left with a 3-10, 0-0, 1-4. So looks good for Team United. And Parker could seal the deal here too. He's behind 6-2 right now. Three takedowns for Burkhart and two escapes for Parker Boffin.
Burkhart right now is riding the left wrist, just pulling it back, trying to get it up on Parker's back. Parker's fighting that as much as he can. Now Burkhart, I think, gets it up there across, maybe looking for a honeymooner or a country boy. Now Parker gets his hand back off his back. He gets both hands on the mat here. Burkhart goes to the tilt. Parker trying to just sit up on top of it. Parker doing a good job of fighting that, and that's going to end the first period. 6-2.
Choice goes to...
Looks like Burkhart is just going to choose down.
Yep. Parker riding from the right, left side. Burkhart kind of just sits out, and now he's up on his feet. Parker drops down to gets a leg, and Burkhart comes around behind and gets a reversal, I believe, and then gave Parker an escape.
No, just got the escape. Okay. Now they're out on the edge of the mat. Burkhart shoots it. Ooh, they give him a takedown. I thought both people were out of bounds there. But Burkhart gets the takedown. So,
leading
9-2.
9-2.
Parker gets reset.
Let's meet the Rogers from both teams.
Off the whistle, Parker shoots out. Crawls forward, trying to get out from underneath Burkhart. Burkhart's trying to stick in an armbar. Parker keeps ripping that arm back out of there.
Oh.
Just riding on the right side here. Got both hands on the mat right now.
Yeah.
Parker reaching back, trying to... Now he's got a two-on-one wrist right here. Parker trying to reach back and get his hands free. Now he gets them both back out in front of him.
Trying to stand
gonna
up.
It's going to be a warning stalling on Burkhart, just hanging on to a two-on-one wrist ride.
You know what? Parker Boffin's wrestling the number one ranked kid by the guillotine, Burkhart. And he's going to let him go.
Let him go, and they go on their feet. Burkhart, Parker actually shot in on the bottom, and Burkhart come around. Brian tried to catch him in a throw there as they were rolling around. Parker. He's dangerous like that.
Yep.
No points awarded there. They go out of bounds. So 9-3 right now in favor of Bruce Burkhart.
Parker Burkhart. Or, Bruce Burkhart.
Both guys just in kind of a Russian tire. Each guy's got one wrist. Now they're in a head tie. Oh, Parker steps in. Tries to throw a headlock. Now he hip locks.
Oh, good
story. No action or no points there awarded. Parker threw a headlock. Burkhart did a body lock and rolled him over, and they kind of separated. No points were awarded either way. Still 9-3
there.
Burkhart steps in on Parker. Parker tries to throw that quick little drag over his head, but Burkhart catches on to that and blocks it.
Okay, that's the end of the period.
9-3. And I think it'll be Parker's choice, and he chooses neutral.
Yep.
It's a good choice right now. He's got to try and catch him with something. Probably not going to score that kind of points on the map.
Ooh. Parker tried a little head drag and then came in again, but Bruce picks him up and takes him down for a takedown. So 11-3 now.
That's the problem when you're behind. You got to shoot him, and the opponent can take advantage of your forward motion and just drop levels and kind of go right underneath you, and that's kind of what happened there.
Yeah.
Parker was trying to force the issue, get something up top for a throw. Burkhart just dropped his levels and got into a hips and took him down. Parker does a little short sit here out in front of Burkhart. Burkhart follows around, and Parker gets away.
Yep. 11-4. That keeps it under a major right now. Probably not going to matter. Team United on paper should win the next two matches.
Don't want to give up any big points.
Oh,
there's a 2-point takedown for Burkhart.
13-4. Back to a major. Parker up on a seat, gets away.
4 seconds.
5. 15-5 right now.
Parker tries to shoot underneath. Burkhart counters that shot. Now Parker tries to flip him with that little hip toss, but obviously Burkhart is way too talented for that. He's able to block that off on Parker.
17-5 right now.
He's not ranked number one in the state for no reason.
That's right.
He's a very good counter wrestler. 17-5. They went out of bounds.
15 seconds left in the match.
Parker goes back in the middle. He's in the down position.
that probably is going to end Parker's wrestling career.
Tries to stand up, reaches back,
got the escape.
Oh, Burkhart goes in for a low takedown.
19-6.
And that's going to
so give
take care of that.
Give Watertown Mayor four more points. So the score now reads
30-18.
UFP Minneota scoreboard now Team United 32 and Watertown Mayor 11. Now we're at 215 pounds. Zach the Beer?
Yep.
And let's see, who's Watertown Mayor?
Xavier Skillings.
Okay, Xavier Skillings, 3-10. And a senior. So with a win here, Zach could seal the deal.
Pretty short 215-pounder. Zach should be able to probably apply some pressure on this.
Yeah.
Tries to get underneath Zach, but like we talked before, Zach is wrestling very smart right now for the big weights. You don't want to force anything. Xavier Skilling shoots in. Zach kind of just slides around, takes him down on the edge of the mat, and kind of ended up putting his knee right on the back of Skilling's ankle, and it just almost doubled over. But it was nothing illegal. I mean, it was two big guys going with momentum, but he got his ankle caught underneath there, and that looked painful right away. And as soon as they went off the mat, Zach let him kind of go. The officials had blown the whistle, too, also. Yeah. They saw it, so.
Well, actually, Skilling's weighed in at 189, so it's pretty small.
Right.
215-pounder, where Zach is the real deal there. Yeah, hopefully
he can continue. Yes, if they're talking, he's flat on his back. He's hurting, no doubt about it.
Skilling's is a senior.
Hope he can finish his last match.
Yeah, and maybe play a spring sport.
Sometimes you roll on that ankle like that, boy. You don't know if it's an Achilles or what. So that's pretty painful. See what happens. It looks like he's getting ready to get on his feet. Looks like he's putting weight on it pretty good. He's going to be all right and ready to go.
Okay. Good for him.
Zach did get awarded a two-point takedown, though. Was right out on the edge of the mat when they went out of bounds, but Xavier gets set on the bottom. Zach climbs on the left side. Off the whistle, Xavier tried to come up to his feet, but Zach blocked that. He's got him pressed flat to the mat right here now. Xavier kind of comes up a little bit. Gets up to his knees. Zach just kind of rips him back down to the ground. He does a good job of keeping forward pressure on these big guys.
Yep.
That Xavier broke pretty much flat to his back, trying to get some hand control. He's got wrist tied up, but he can't get a half in with it or nothing. I think he does have Xavier's, he's got an arm bar on him here. Just applying some pressure. He's got some time.
Trying to get out to the side and run him over.
Got 25
seconds
back, to go
back
here.
Back points coming.
He's got him on his back. 20 seconds to go here. This looks pretty tight. Zach's got to lift that head so the official can see decent. Xavier doing a good job of fighting, and there's a fall.
There's a fall.
12 seconds to go in the first period.
So 148. And that sealed the deal for Team United. They will win the duel and place fifth place. And we got one more match to go. Brady Brody at heavyweight. And either is going to wrestle Burmeister or Moss.
Moss.
Junior at with 1-4 record is all.
Bryce Moss.
Rody, a true 280-pounder. Moss is listed at 285, but he's not that big.
No.
Oh, Rody and underhook.
Digs in for that big underhook. He just loves that and slides by, gets Bryce down on the mat here. Quick takedown.
Yep.
Yeah, Brady is surprisingly fast for a big guy. I mean, he seems to have great balance.
Working that arm bar and traps the opposite wrist. And
he's got quite a bit of time here.
Yeah.
He's got a minute 20 to go.
And there's the fall.
There's the fall at 41 seconds.
So Team United wins the duel 42-18. Wow. They've wrestled very, very well. Is that correct?
Yes, 40. Yep.
42-18. So they will place fifth. Consolation champions 2 years in a row. Congratulations, Team United, coaching staff, head coach Hank Ireland, and his assistants.
And great. They've got a great year.
Yeah. They're going to introduce the team. We'll keep it right here for that and then have the Neon Needles post-match show and come up with the Neon Needles wrestler and the Ag Country move of the match. Team United huddled around the coaching staff. Public address announcer getting ready to have the teams line up. And name off their names. So, Team United came here with a 25-2 record.
Two, yeah.
And ended up 1-3. Great season for themselves. And the team part is over, but we still got six wrestlers to cover individually. And that will come in the next 2 days. Let's see what their final record was. They were 26-2, so now they're 28-3. Wow. Great season.
What a year.
Sure.
We're just looking at the Neon Needles wrestler of the match, and we're going to give that to Mason Peterson. Won a great 8-4 decision. And that kind of put us in a position where we were pretty safe.
Ag move. He got him on his back and pinned him.
All right,
Noah? Yes. Yep. Yes.
So, Mason Peterson with the Neon Needles and Noah Meyer with the Ag Plus.
Mason won it before?
I don't remember. Earlier today, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, let's switch them on.
Yep, that's fine.
Yep.
We'll go the other way. So, Noah Meyer will be the Neon Needles.
Yes.
Wrestler of the match, and Mason Peterson kind of put us in a position where we knew we were going to win with a huge 6-0 win, so he will be the Ag Plus.
Ag Plus Cooperative. Move of the match.
Well, boys are getting together for the picture right now. Coaches, how come they're not getting in there? Great year by the kids. Fans are all on their feet. Pretty fun finish to the team tournament. 2 years in a row. That's amazing. We were talking off radio. We're going to lose some super kids, but we got a lot of young up-and-comers and some kids to fill in these big guys' shoes because that's going to be hard to do, but everybody's got to do it. There the coaches are coming in to get in the picture.
Senior Daniel Gunlickson, Adrian Norman, Mason Peterson, Parker Botham, Brady, Zach DeBeer.
You got him
as a junior.
He's a
senior. And Brady Rohde. But they got These people, Griffin Johnson, Eli Olson, Gavin Mortensen, Nelson Vasquez, Tygan Long, Ben Gunlickson, Grayson Olson, Holland Shocker, Adrian, or Bentley Boffin, Cameron Sather, Brian Rohde, Gabe Lowry, Noah Beyer, and Landon Olson all coming back, plus some younger kids from the junior high. So great, great senior group and a pretty good group coming back.
And what great experience. I mean, these younger kids as underclassmen now have been in two Consolation Championships in their career already. And, you know, that just sets the table for what you want to do next year. So the kids will come in hungry.
How about a three-peat, huh?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, wouldn't that?
That's impressive. What a great group of kids.
Some teams coming back right now would be New Ulm would be looking better. Marshall, you never count them out.
Yeah.
Or Hutch.
Bill Refill.
Hutchinson. And Laverne might raise some eyebrows as well.
Yeah, they're talking about Marshall's underclassmen. They've got a lot of kids. So, yeah, they'll be able to fill in spots.
Yeah. And we have some connection to one of the Marshall wrestlers.
Marthaler.
Marthaler. Well, I know his grandma's probably listening, Lois. So, Bjornson. All right. We'll send it back. We'll come back with the neon needles and close out the evening.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Okay, back here for the Neon Needles, and this is how it went.
At 107 pounds, Eli Olson, again, got us off to a great start over Blake Rose. Ended up pinning him at the 323 mark, putting United ahead 6-0.
Gavin Mortensen ran into a buzzsaw, Frederick boy, and lost by a technical foul, 15-0, so it was 6-5 at that point.
At 121. Tygan Long went out against another Fredericks, ended up getting tech-falled at the 342 mark, putting Watertown Mayor ahead 10-6.
Well, we said their first three or four were pretty tough,
you know,
and that was the case as Carson Olson came out against
Kaler Meade and lost a major decision, 11 to making Watertown ahead 14-6.
And then at 133, Ben Gunlickson come out against Eli Hamburger, ended up winning a tight fought match. It was overtime match, got the takedown with probably 10, 12 seconds to go in the first period of the takedown, winning it 9-7 in overtime, putting us closer, for not trailing 14-9.
At 139, Holland Shocker wrestling up a weight against Parker Jensen and won a 1-1 decision. A hard-fought match for both wrestlers and narrowed the margin even more. Watertown leading 14-12 at that point.
On to 145, Dan Gunlickson went out against Lucas Dreyer. Took him down, put him on his back, and pinned him at the 18-second mark, putting United ahead 18-14.
Probably to stay, I guess.
It is, yeah.
And then Cameron Sather, nice hard-fought 6-0 win, and putting Team United ahead 21-14.
Mason Peterson wrestled Isaiah Meade back and forth in the second period. Nothing really much going on in the first period. And then Mason opened it up in the third period, scored a couple back points, and ended up winning 8-4, putting United ahead 24-14.
And then a real big match for Noah Meyer. He really excited the crowd and himself as
Eninger.
Eninger, a state-ranked wrestler in the first period at the 132 mark. He took him down right away, and Eninger fought, but Noah kept getting it tighter and tighter and pinned him, and 30-14 after that match.
Parker Boffin went out against number one ranked Bryce Burkhart, ended up getting beat 13-6, so it's just a simple major decision, not a tech call or anything. That made the team score United 30, Watertown Mayor 18.
Zach DeBeer went out, didn't waste a whole lot of time towards the end of the first period, got a pin at the 148 mark, and put Team United ahead at 36-18.
And then the final match with Brady Rohde went out against Bryce Moss, took him down, pinned him at the 41-second mark, making the final score United 42, Watertown Mayor 18.
You Neon Needles, your Neon Needles performer of the match would be Noah Meyer with that big pin against a state-ranked wrestler.
Oh, huge.
Yes, and then the Ag Cooperative move of the match was Mason Peterson with that 8-4 win over Isaiah Meade. Well, that about wraps it up, Danny. A good day for Team United.
For the team, yeah. I mean, that's fun for the kids. They're still on the mat getting pictures taken with the trophy and the big old hardwood trophy. So, yeah, pretty neat. That's something these guys will never forget.
Yep. Back-to-back fifth-place trip to the state, and not only trip to the state, but a place winner consolation both years. Well, we're going to turn it back to the studio here pretty quick. I want to thank all that person, the broadcast possible. Dr. Maynard a little bit, he said there's people all over the world listening to the radio. Q92 has put themselves on the world map, and we enjoy that. We'll be starting around 9 o'clock tomorrow with Class A with Mineota and Canby wrestlers, and then Team United will come in a little bit later on in the morning, so
probably around 10 o'clock or so.
For 292 Q92 Sports, this has been Dick Newman and Danny Lee saying goodnight, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
State Wrestling coverage on Q92 brought to you by Sewerable Designs, Larson Brothers Concrete, MVTV Wireless, United Prairie Bank, Sather Building Supplies, Jenny O Turkey Store, Doug Service and Marine, State Bank of Taunton, Boris Crop Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, CCM Health, Madison Dental Clinic, Jim's Market in Canby, Western Crop Protection, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Apparel Co-op Oil Company, State Wrestling brought to you by Lee Motor Company, Madison Bottling, Independent Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Big Stone Therapy, Minneota Building Center, other state wrestling sponsors, Greater Community Credit Union, Hillcrest Fertilizer, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Lack Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Fertile's Crop Insurance, Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, and our premier sponsor, UFB Minneota.
The time is 6:47.
The best oldies on Q92.
Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbank, South Dakota on Q92, KLQP-FM.